Blog Talk Radio.
Telephone, or you're listening via the World Wide Web.
pleasant good morning to you. Well, August 13th, almost at the halfway mark of August, and as we say, the year is speedily running along. Maybe some would say flying along, but for whatever it is, we are going to be giving thanks. So folks, yes, the number to call is 563-999-3693. If you do care to lend your voice to this program, we're going to be here for a full 3 hours. In my neck of the woods, it's going to be until high noon. We know we have different time zones all over the world. So just calculate 3 hours of this show. I want to say good morning to Donna B. over there in New York. I don't know if she's in a position to say good morning to the folks. But good morning, good morning, good morning, Donna B. You're first up this morning. How are you doing? If you're able to lend your voice, that would be very nice of you. The folks would always want to hear your lovely voice. But nonetheless, folks, we are saying hi and hello throughout the world, especially those folks down there in the British Virgin Islands. They should be gracing us with their presence shortly next month for the big grand occasion. And with that, I want to say good morning to Mr. Leon Francis, also over there in southern Tallahassee. Good Lord, watch over you, Leon. We know you've been going through the rough, but God is in control, and we know you're a man of God. And you would definitely go ahead and give thanks. It's always a clearer path. Sometimes you have to go through the shrubbery to get through to the clear path. But nonetheless, we're here, and once we're here, we do not just want to exist. We want to give him praise and thanks and live. You know the saying, live, love, and laugh. So with that, I don't know if Sister Barbara want to take us off in prayer this morning. It would be nice if she can do so. Morning, Sister Barbara. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So in my little wood, it is sunny and bright, and looking forward to a really good day. We have a full 3-hour program. We have quite a few people online here with us, and you know they're listening throughout the world. So I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer this morning. Would you be so kind to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's all yours.
Father, today we just give you praise and thanks and glory, and there is none like you, dear God, and we thank you for this, another day of life and health and strength, a day, oh God, to give you praise and honor, because, Lord, you know, in everything that we do, you want us to put you first in everything in our lives. Most importantly, oh God, you want us to get to know you, whom is life everlasting. And, Father, today we thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is close to us as we breathe or as we can whisper. Lord, you're waiting to gather us, dear God, as chickens, dear Father. We thank you for such a wonderful day. I pray for this program, oh God, this morning, that you would use this program, oh God, to bring souls and to bring people into your kingdom, that people would get to know you even more, even through this program, oh God. Lord, as we look at life, we're only here for a short time. So, Father, help us to use the time that you have given us wisely, not for ourselves, not to show ourselves, dear God, but to show you and give you the glory, dear Father. Remember those, oh God, who are in mourning this morning, even as I lost a close friend. I pray, oh God, even for her family, even at this time, oh God. Lord, I lift them up to you. I pray, oh God, that you would comfort them, because we know that you're the God of our comfort. Remember those, dear God, who are suffering at this time in pain, and those who are down and out and feeling depressed. Lord, we pray that you would just comfort them at this time and help them to know that you said that we must not lean upon our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you promise that you will direct our path. So, Father, we know that you are able. You're able, dear God. Today we pray for those who are incarcerated, oh God. We pray that you would help them to continue to look up to you. Lord, help them to seek your face and know how much you love them and that you have a plan for their lives, dear God. And even at this time, dear God, that you would draw yourselves and that they would draw themselves even closer to you, dear Father. We love you so much, dear God. Father, I pray for Ivor this morning, dear God. As you put him in my spirit, I pray for Ivor this morning, even in this radio show. Father, I pray that you would help Ivor to continue to grow in your will and knowledge and understanding for his life, that he would walk worthy, O God, of his calling in Christ Jesus, and that he will be filled with all spiritual wisdom and understanding, dear God, that he do your will. Lord, help him to continue to realize how much you love him and that you have called him for this purpose. So, Father, today we give you the glory and the praise, dear God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And we want to thank you for that opening prayer. And again, folks, yes, we want to welcome one and all. Of course, you can lend your voice, 563-999-3693. Of course, the first hour, we have our inspirational portion. That's where we normally bring it by songs or little speeches here and there, but we try to do it the biblical way most of all. That takes it up until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we'll have sports in brief, really brief, because the heavyweight comes in tomorrow from 6 until 9. That's on the cricket show. So we'll just give you a little snippet here on this show while we make way for a big one on Sunday. And, of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes that would have taken place on this date, this the 13th day of August. And Cardinal will be bringing that to you. And that compliments Mr. Audley Watson, who would have compiled those, put them together. And we surely always feel good to bring it to you. Of course, Cardinal, we greet his many fans, his special ones, and of course, we will have a commentary from him. But don't forget, Dawn and Debbie, they come in at 11:45. They're doing some humanitarian work over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And of course, they're always in need of your monetary support and goods and goodies. But stay tuned for that at 11:45 when they come up. You'll hear it in living colors. And of course, we'll have an open line type at 11 o'clock where we'll discuss a whole slew of things. So we want you to join us across the way, right across the world. Of course, again, you can say happy birthday at any time. You can send a request at any time. So there are quite a few things that we could be speaking about just after 11 o'clock. We know the St. Kitts and Nevis Labour Party would have won the election over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. There was much to do about a whole lot of things, but we can talk about that too if we care to. The Justice Department, they finally filed charges against police officers who murdered Breonna Taylor. So let us see if justice will really meet its end. So Breonna Taylor, she was murdered there at the hands of police. It took them quite a while, but we can discuss that as well. So, you know, there were falsified warrants that were filed to bring her down. But anyway, we can speak some more about that. We know Mr. Donald Trump, the president of these United States, he's under the pump. His home in Mar-a-Lago was searched by the FBI looking for classified information, which they would have found. Now it's for us to find out whether or not it was legally done or what have you. But you two can bring something to the fore. We'll be really more than happy to discuss those. Again, the number is 563-999-3693. You'll push the 1, and of course, we'll move over, and your voice will be heard. I'm not sure if you're going to have David this morning with sports. I'm sure he'll call me along the way. But in the meantime, let's get into something here from Brian Adams. Let's say it's about heaven. How are you doing?
Yeah, a pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and to Barbara, and to all your wonderful listeners. You hear me? No, you're not.
Yeah, we hear you, Leon.
Oh, you. Okay, fine. First of all, I want to just ask your permission to just offer my condolences to a dear friend of mine, Pat White. Pat White, as you might have heard, during the week, he has passed away. And he was a dear friend of mine. As a matter of fact, we met years ago when his brother and I worked at Public Works, and he asked me to be his best man. We became friends since then, and I helped him along the way to get a job with British American. And, of course, he was very much involved in the voluntary coaching committee in Antigua, who was responsible for getting Sir Andy Robertson to give the Art Rovers coaching school in London. And he is my daughter's, my second daughter's godfather. And he has appeared on the cricket show some years ago. I don't know if you recall that, but we had a very long chat with him. Yes, indeed. And he went on to become the West Indies, the president of the West Indies Cricket Umpires Association. you know, it's a great loss to me and the whole family, because we were very, very close. I was his best man at his wedding. And when the news broke, I was very heartbroken, because he, to me, was one of the finest sports personality that I ever met. He commentated, he umpired, and he was a cricket umpire. I mean, administrator. He was a sports administrator, a real detail. And I have never seen a guy who's more detailed than him, disciplinarian, and his soul rest in peace. I will forever remember him and the fine time that we had. He brought Andy Roberts to our office to have a speech with the agents. And I never thought of that until recently. You know, the effect that had on the agent was tremendous. And he was so, you know, to date and up to date with his cricket. That propelled a lot of the agents to do much better in their work. Because they say, if Andy could make it, we can make it as an insurance agent as well. So this morning, I just want to offer my sincere condolences to all who are mourning his loss, and to, you know, just tell the world that we have Antigua and Barbuda has lost a great, great sportsman personality.
Yes, I agree, Julian. I remember back in the days in the 70s, especially, as one of the players, not only in the Leeward Islands, but in the West Indies. I know him personally. So, yeah, that's a great loss. Antigua would have lost a great son. That's right. I remember on that tomorrow in the...
You're in and out, though. I don't know.
I'm coming in and out?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I was saying that, yeah, no, I think I would have lost a great son there. Pat White. I remember him from in the 70s, umpiring. I'm sure he might have been there from the 60s also, but he was regarded as one of the best umpires in the West Indies, not only in the Leeward Islands.
Strange enough, he didn't do a test match. He just do, I think, one day. I think he did one day, but he didn't do a test match. But to me, he deserved to have given an opportunity to do at least one test match. But that's how it is.
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, coming out of one of the small islands, you always have to move mountains to get to the top, especially in those days.
Yes, so, indeed.
Well, our condolences go out to him. And I'm sure we're going to have much more on that tomorrow at 6 o'clock, the cricket show.
Yes, indeed. And why don't you play a song for him? You know, my favorite song. You can play Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up.
Yeah, I know Josh Groban. Let's see which one we have to queued up for him. Okay, well, I guess You Raise Me Up here.
You raise me up. strong when I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to more than I can be.
Parting words for the great man who would have left Mother Earth, and some encouraging words for the
Ivor, thanks for doing that. I'll always remember Pat, personable person. We got along very well. He lived in Villa on Central Street. That's a few blocks away from me, and we were worked at British American. His brother worked at Public Works. We both worked there as well. And he played cricket. He was a fast medium bowler, Ivor. And one of the memories I had of him was he witnessed my top score. I made 96 at the Antigua Recreation Grounds, and he was there to report on it. So I was glad that he was there. And we're going to miss him. At least his knowledge of the game is extraordinary. He was a guy who kept stats in his head. And I don't know how he did it. He umpired and commentated netball, football, cricket. And from my recollection, he was the first person to bring domestic football games in Antigua and the ABS radio station. So he's done a great. I hope that they would have given him a good send-off. I don't think I'll be able to go to the funeral, but I tell you, I'll miss him, and I just want to offer my sincere condolences to all who are mourning his passing. And thanks again for the opportunity.
Okay, let's go ahead and tell Jesus.
I need you, Lord, right now. Yeah, yeah. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I had seen make all my troubles quickly at hand. What must I do when worldliness calls me? What must I do when tempted to sin? And He will help me over the world, victory to win.
Help me, only Jesus can help.
just alone.
Only Jesus alone. Jesus can help me. Put God first in everything you do, and trust me, you will never go wrong. The George Knox, he must tell Jesus. Let's hear what Grace Thrillers have to tell us. Just so much, Jesus.
To hear.
Yes, dear Lord, oh, how we love Jesus. We must love him because he first loved us. I want to say good morning to my Ruby. That's Audie's mother. Good morning, my Ruby. How are you doing? How are we doing? He always say, I'm strong in my voice, but everywhere else is weak. But she's strong in the Lord. Morning, morning, my Ruby. Morning, well, let's go drink from the saucer. Drinking from my saucer. Come on up. Where we go? You don't want to play. I know you can play.
Pronounce a blessing upon your life, upon your family. You must prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it on my heart. So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain of the tough road I am on. I'm drinking from my heart. Cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if I should go on living, should the way get steep and rough, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord. May I ask for no other blessing, Jesus. Glory. Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy. I won't be too busy, too busy. To help a brother, there is love. I'm drinking from my saucer. Say, drinking, drinking, love. Cause my cup has overflowed. Oh, Lord.
the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep, and there's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Leadership that will increase. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men. Our great scholars have inspired through the colleges and universities have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You race of cowards, you race of imbeciles, you race of good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die. Can we do it? We can do it. We shall do it. We have prayed to God for vision and for leadership. And he has given us our universal vision. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to America. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to the West Indies. But a vision that said it must be a free and redeemed Africa. Christ the crucified. Christ the despised. We appeal to you for help, for succor, for leadership. When you endeavor to carry your burden of the heights of Calvary, when white men scorn you, when white men scorn you, when white men spot upon you, when white men pierce your side out of which little water goes forth, it was a black man in the name of Simon the Syrian who took your cross and bore it up the heights of Calvary. And now that we are bearing our burden of being so heavy, we just ask that you just help us all up the heights. Oh, yes, the cause is grand, the cause is true. Surely we shall not turn back. Oh, sail on, sail on, sail on, almighty ship of state, sail on. Sail on until the flag of the red, the black, and the green is perched upon the hills of their Africa. Because the time has come for the black man to forget his hero worship of other races and to create and emulate heroes of his own. We must canonize our own saints, create our own martyrs, and elevate the positions of fame and honor black men and women who have made a distinct contribution to our racial history. Sojourner Truth is worthy of a place of sainthood alongside of Joan of Arc. Christopher Harris and Charles William Garden are entitled to the halo of martyrdom with no less glory than the martyrs of any other race. Toussaint Louverture's brilliancy as a soldier or a statesman outshone that of any other people, hence he's entitled to the highest place as a hero among men. Because Africa's created millions and countless millions of black men and women in war and peace, whose luster and bravery outshone that of any other people. So why not see good and perfection in ourselves? We must inspire our literature and promulgate a doctrine of our own without any apologies to the powers that be. That's why this hour comes up. Let sentiments and cross opinions go to the wind. We are entitled to our own opinion. And are not obligated to or bound by the opinions of others. If others laugh at you, return the laughter to them. If they limit you, return the compliment with equal force. Because they have no more right to dishonor, discredit you in manhood than you have in dealing with them. Honor them when they honor you. Disrespect and disregard them when they violently treat you. Their arrogance is but skin deep, an assumption that has no foundation in morals or in law. They have sprung from the same family sphere of obscurity as we have. Their history is as rude in its primitiveness as ours. Their ancestors were running wild and living in trees of branches like monkeys as ours. They made human sacrifices, ate the flesh of their own dead and wild meat from beasts for centuries, even as they have accused us of doing. Their cannibalism is more prolonged than ours. When we were embracing the banks of the Nile, they were still drinking blood out of the skulls of their conquered dead. After our civilization had reached the noonday of progress, they were still living in holes with bats, rats, and other infected animals. After we had already unfathomed the mystery of the stars and reduced the heavenly constellation to minute and regular capsules, there were still backwards men living in ignorance and in blatant darkness. The world is indebted to us for the benefits of civilization. They stole our arts and sciences from Africa. Then why should we be ashamed? ashamed of ourselves. The modern improvement. To be reflected and resurrected by our generation and our posterity. Why should we be discouraging somebody laugh at us today? Who's to tell what tomorrow will bring forth? Did they not laugh at Christ, Moses, Muhammad? Was there not a carpet, Greece, and Rome? So we see and have changes every day. So pray, walk, be steadfast, and be not dismayed. Because of the Jew is held together by his religion, the white race is by the assumption and the unwritten law of superiority, the Mongolian by the precious tie of blood, likewise the black man must unite in one grand racial hierarchy. Our union must know no clime, no nationality, but let us all hold together in every country, in every clime, making a racial empire upon which the sun shall never set. Let no voice but your own speak to you from the depths. Let no influence but your own rouse you in time of peace and time of war. Hear all, but attend only to that which concerns you. Your allegiance shall be to your God, your race, your country. Remember that the Jew in his political and economic origins is always first a Jew. The white man is first a white man under all circumstances, so you can do no less. Be black, buy black, be black, and all that will take care of itself. Let no one inoculate you with evil doctrines to suit his own conceit. Charity begins at home. So first, to thyself be true, and thou canst not then depart to no man. Because God and nature first made us what we are. And out of our own creative genius, we make ourselves what we want to be. Follow our with that great law. Let God and the sky be our limit and eternity our measure. There is no height to which you cannot climb without the active intelligence of your own mind. Mind creates, and as much as we desire in nature, we can have through the creation of our own mind. And today, being scientifically the weaker race, you shall treat others only as they treat you. But in your homes and everywhere possible, you must teach the higher development of science to your children. And make sure that we have a race of scientists par excellence. For in religion and science lies our only hope to withstand the evil design of modern materialism. Never forget your God. Remember that we live, work, and pray for a binding racial hierarchy, whose only natural, spiritual, and political limits shall be God and Africa at home and abroad. With God's dearest blessings, I leave you for a while. One love.
Here it is, Marcus Mahia Garvey. He has a birthday coming up on Wednesday, believe it or not. August 17th, was born in 1887. So, Africa, Africa. And on this day, you're going to hear it when Cardinal come in. He was the one who would have given the colors. Yeah, I'm going to let Cardinal bask in his glory in that one. Compliments Audley Watson. So stand by for some historical notes, birthdays, anniversaries, when time will come up. But now we are going to be having post-birthday. David is on his way. He will be with us this morning. So we'll have a little bit more than brief. We're going to have boxer shorts this morning. David hasn't been here for quite a while. So I imagine that he to bring us some speed with a few of the habits.
But
folks, well, we have come to the end of our inspirational portion, and right about now, we're up onto sports, international, region, and locally. And who's better? And none other. Better. To bring it to you, than the illustrious. The man that slayed the giant, Little David. David, we're going to be rallying around you this morning. Good morning, sir. It's been a while.
Yes, good morning, Ivor. Certainly has been a while, but I hope the listeners understand I was on a couple of different assignments. So, you know, I'm glad to be back with the listeners. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Mortrice. Good morning, Leon. Hardly. Good morning. And the listeners, most of all, good morning. Good day, good evening, good afternoon, good night to wherever you are in the world listening to this broadcast. I'd like to say welcome back, and hope you guys understand. As I said, I was on a couple of different assignments. So once I'm back here, then, you know, as the Blog Talk Radio show is not going to miss me for anything. But first, I would like to talk about athletics, and it's just a brief saying is that we were blessed the past couple of weeks. We had the World Championship, of which the Caribbean featured prominently, and Africa featured prominently into this championship by winning numerous medals. And then following that, we had the Commonwealth Games. And not only, I think we had the under-20s also, the under-20s also. So we were treated to athletics for the past couple of weeks. Those were athletic fans and watched the game passionately and followed, you know, like how we would follow cricket or soccer. The people out there who are diehard athletics fans, so I'd like to say them, they had a feast the past couple of weeks of athletics. And as I said, the Caribbean is not only one country, but the Caribbean is featuring heavily in this, you know,
sport.
In track and field, and the long jump, the discus, you know, you have Grenada on the continent, you know, so I'm not going to really single out anyone, but I'm going to say the Caribbean featured well, and Africa came up and represented a lot in there also. My next topic, however, is Serena Williams for tennis. She announced her retirement. She's on her farewell tour at the moment. So we must say to her, job well done. Unlike some of our cricketers who are past their age and their prime, and they still want to be representing the West Indies. But that's a different kettle of fish. I'll get to that because I have a lot to say on some of the things that I'm seeing or reading about. So I'll get back to that one. Okay, so, you know, as I said, congrats to Serena. I'm hoping that she could have won a 24th Grand Slam, but tennis major had stopped. She decides she wants to hang up her boots. No, not only her boots, her tennis racket now. So, again, enjoy your retirement. I'm going to move on to the Premier League. And as you know, the Premier League kicks off last week. And this week, they have a slate of matches. There's one match that is played already, Aston Villa versus Everton. Aston Villa 2. Everton 1. Upcoming matches, which will start already 10 o'clock our time, local time. Listeners check their local listing to see what time the game will be in the area. So we have Leicester City, Arsenal versus Leicester City, Man City versus Beaumont, Southampton versus Leeds, and Brighton versus Newcastle. And that starts at 10. You know, as you know, Man City are the present champion. of the Premier League, so they kick off their campaign here. I think they might have played a match last Saturday. I'm not 100% sure, but they're playing today at 10 US time. So then at 12:30, yeah, Manchester United versus Brentford. That is 12:30 our time. On to cricket, and I'm gonna start with international cricket. And the West Indies is not doing well at present. We're getting beaten left, right, and center. As you know, we had two matches here in Florida last week versus India. I guess they did not have pack house like the past couple of matches, but there still was a good turnout for those matches. West Indies lost both matches, and the second day was atrocious. It's some of the things that I see happen in that game, how the team represent themselves on the field or presented on the field. I think any other sports, some heads would be rolling, except for the West Indies. And as I said, I'll come back to that once I finish talking. Don't want to stray off of that. But as I said, they lost their two matches to India in those. I will not go back over the scores, but as I said, the second day was atrocious. Now they move on to New Zealand, came in town, and we start down the same path of losing matches already. We don't lose it. But yesterday, again, was another disaster, the way we battle, the way we bowl, and that's what's been our main downfall right now. Our bowling is not up to snuff. We're getting beat left, right, and center. So yesterday's match is New Zealand. The match was played at Sabina Park. New Zealand batted first. They make 215 for 5 of their 20. Now Glenn Phillips got 76 from 41 balls. Dean Mitchell got 48 from 20. And Devon Conway get 42 from 34. Bowling for West Indies, the only bright spot was Obed McCoy, getting 3 for 40. When West Indies replied, they were bundled out for 125, or they made 125 for 9. Well, you could say they were bundled out, but they made 125 for 9 in their 20. With Obed McCoy coming in the bat and getting 23 not out from 15. Ravman Paul getting 21, and Ramondre Shepherd 18. Incidentally, in the first match, the bowler, which Mr. Smith, criticized the batsman, how they batted in that match, because if they had gotten a little bit more from the frontline batters, then we probably would have come out victorious, because we only lost that match by 13 runs. Just finishing the scorecard here. Michael Santner getting 3 for 15. Bracewell getting 3 for 15. And Tim Southee getting 1 for 34. So we lost that match by some 90 runs. This is another disaster there. On to local cricket, Ivor. At present, before I go into our local, there's some local cricket here again. So right after the India series was finished, U.S. women on the 19th versus West Indies women on the 19th, presently taking place, Central Broad Regional Park. They had two matches, Monday and Tuesday, this is the 8th and 9th, if my memory is correct, and they had two matches, Thursday and Friday, which is, I think, the 11th and the 12th. So for yesterday matches, yours truly was actually inside there operating the scoreboard main scoreboard because Paul was not available. He did duties Monday and Tuesday, but Thursday, because of poor planning on U.S. cricket, they did not have anyone to operate it on Thursday. When I came back yesterday on Thursday, I had to get myself ready and prepare for doing the board yesterday, and it's going to be doing it on Sunday, tomorrow. So the scores in the game, West Indies women, they batted first, they made 26 for 5 in their 20, with B. Joseph getting 27 not out, Ed Sumaru getting 10, and V. James getting 10. Bowling for U.S., there were 4 bowlers who take a wicket each. Now Paul got 1-6 from 3. Bahia, you see that 9 and from 4. So those were the, I would say, the main bowlers, the rival that got some wicket. When U.S. batted, they overall the target easily. They made 177 for 9. The Indra is 36 not out. He was the main contributor there, and the next best was 30 not out. And Art Singh bowling for West Indies, 0-3 with a heat. So U.S. easily won that match by 7 wickets. And so they'll play again tomorrow. Match time is at 10:30 inside Central Broad Regional Park, the only ICC certified ground in the U.S. Local cricket tomorrow, however, there is a couple of matches in the South Florida Premier League. You have DCC versus U.S. Cricket Academy. They're at Mat Ground. That starts at 10. Challengers versus Miami Chargers at the Sports Park. It's off Oakland Park Boulevard. That starts at 10. Florida Cricket Academy versus South India. Tuskers at Miramar. That starts at 10. And Tropics versus Miami Lions at Miramar. That's on the North Field. Miramar games played on the North Field at 1:30. And Caribbean International versus Strikers at Sports Park at 1:30. But those are what's the game happening locally. Now, as I said, I forgot to also bring you the U.S. men's game. U.S. is presently over there in Ireland. I think they're playing UAE, but at present today, they're taking on Ireland. Scotland. And they put up a formal total against Scotland. They made 295 for 8, with Aaron Jones getting 123 from only 87 balls, with 6 sixes. Next best was Modani, he got 52, and our Stephen Taylor getting 37, and Allen getting, that's I Allen, he got 20. Now, so those were the main contributors that they had, and I think they might have started back the second inning. What's going on live here for the scores in the second innings. It's still their inning break, so they're in an inning break. The first innings is closed, they are in an inning break. So as I said, they presently, I think they're over there in Scotland right now playing a couple of matches there, and I see where they play against the UAE. But back to the West Indies cricket, I guess Andy Roberts must to read in my mind, because after I looked at those performances, I said to myself, how does this guy keep his job? Only this morning to pick up my phone and look on Quick Info where Andy Roberts is saying the same thing. And I come to say why I think this gentleman should not have his job and should have been fired is the debacle that I see took place on Sunday inside Central Broadway Park. We cannot have Kyle Mears and the other opener sitting down and was sending people like Jason Holder to open an inning. That is ridiculous, Ivor. Ridiculous. And I don't know how this gentleman kept his job or is keeping his job, you know, as a coach for the West Indies. Any other game, any other team, he would have been fired a long time ago. And now, I guess, he is seeing the same thing that a lot of coaches, executives is saying about these players. He's saying it now, and he's getting a blowback from them. Like the Narine, he's saying he's not going to be begging people to play the Russells, you know. So it's just that a pattern that these guys, West Indies, invest in them, and they turn their back on the West Indies team. So I think, as I said, he started on this path, and they always have a saying, so you bend the tree when it's young. You cannot want to change that. No. So, Ivor, that's my two cents. And there, I know tomorrow, probably we discuss in length on the cricket show, because Andy Roberts come out and is criticizing why this gentleman still has his job. I don't know whose secret he has, what secret he has to these guys, but you know, I don't know.
Well, West Indies cricket board, once bitten, twice shy, maybe. Remember, he got some money from them when he sued them. I don't know, but you said it right. So Andy Roberts should have said it right, too. Any other place, there would have been a replacement for this guy. But he should have the guts and nerves to say, I'm going to resign. I'm failing in my job. Who wants to always be a loser, man? I mean, when you look at the win-loss column and you find yourself coming up in the L column ever so often, boy, I think I would have had to just go and seek employment some other place. But
you
cannot
set him
a deal.
You can't have Brandon King and Kyle Mears, who are using as the opener, and sitting them down. I was listening to a gentleman
who makes you focus.
And
that doesn't make no sense.
And Ganga was talking on I think that game was played on what, Thursday or Wednesday. That game was played, and they were saying that the yo-yo attitude of the way they have this team, the batting order, is they were talking about, they were saying this amount of person open, or here's it, these guys batting this position. And they're naming the main batters, how they have them batting up and down the order, like a yo-yo. The same thing in the middle. You know, the Edmeyer, the Puran, the Ravman, they're having them up and down the order. You're saying these guys don't understand their role. And this is what I'm saying about this coaching staff, that they don't seem to understand where they want these guys. Put them to bat at a certain spot and you bat their win, lose, or draw. And not having them going up and down. So
it is simple, and we said it on the cricket show. These guys don't understand that in 20 overs you are playing situations. It's not so much even so much as a batting order. And I made reference to it last week. Pollard in Mumbai Indians and their success was because Pollard supposed to be a finisher. We just need 4 or 5 overs in the back for him. So Pollard might very well bat number 3, but that's only if the openers would suck up 15 overs. Then he goes into bat his 4 or 5 overs. It's not so much of a spot. It's the overs in which he has to bat. So if it's 4 overs left, we know this is time for him. When he goes in the West Indies team, as captain, he says, I want to bat number 4, when there is two quick wickets went down and he has 18 overs to bat. Then he looks like a rabbit in there trying to push around and push around. When that's not his role in 2020 cricket, he mastered it to 30 runs from 12 balls for Mumbai Indians. And these coaches are looking at the Mumbai Indians' success, Pollard with a winning team, and not looking to see what role did he play? Where did he come in? But they see in a championship team, make him captain and say, do as you like. And then he come and criticize everybody. Now he's gone, so that's history. They're doing the same thing with Pollard. That's 4, 5, 6, 7. Then he comes and he bat number 3. Then he bowls a couple overs. And then he don't bowl at all. And then have his frontline bowlers be carted all over the place for 60-something runs. You have to know when sometimes just bowl one over and that's it. That's a lot for today. So the coaching staff, for me, I always say, has to go. Desmond Haynes is there, but I kind of feel he'll do a better job with the coaching because he'll have more hands-on with the cricketers from a practical standpoint. When you're a selector, you're in a boardroom sitting down with pen and paper. When you're a coach, you're hands-on. And I can't see a coach is in charge of managers and all those stuff. So West Indies cricket has turned upside down, following the rest of the world. But anyway, I think we would have exhausted sports here, but Cardinal told me to bring the news in brief. Last week he said I bought it in the beginning, and he just texted me and said, well, David bought the sports in boxer shorts. So they're getting longer and longer. So he's there. He can talk for himself before we move on to birthdays and anniversaries and all the good stuff. But you can say happy birthday to Marcus Garvey. His birthday come up on the 17th, David, Wednesday. So you might as well go ahead and say happy birthday. Jamaica is claiming him, but I think he's saying he was born in Sandy Point. So Cutner will have something to say about that.
Cutner said that.
Yeah, but there's a rumor that he was born
in Sandy Point. Yeah, that's a great point there. Happy birthday to the right honorable man, Marcus Garvey there. You know. Yeah, he had seen things ahead of his time, either.
If you say you'll hear Cardinal when he talk about the flag that he would have designed in colors. So stick and stay for that. So Cardinal says good morning, and we're gonna go straight into it because Don and Debbie comes up at 10:45, so we want to get there right on time. So
yes, good morning, Ivan.
Morning.
Yeah, I noticed that you gave the listeners true representation of Caribbean Global Voices, bringing on the Honorable Marcus Garvey, who celebrates a birthday on the 17th.
Yeah,
we should be celebrating his presence on this earth and his contribution to us as part of his birthday celebrations as well, of course. True meaning of Caribbean Global Voices, my brother. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so go on. We're gonna think. You can tell David what he had to say for yourself. You told me he bought the news in boxer shorts, just barely missing short pants when I announced he was going to be in brief. But if you want to tell him yourself,
okay,
you can say what you want to say. But then going to your hear your fans.
I heard you telling David thing. You always try to bring this between me and David. Why? You vex because me and David are good friends and get along so well. Yeah? where you bring in contention with? Anyway, David, the point is that last time he said he brought the sports in brief. So I had to let him know we need it in bikinis instead. So, because, you know, we don't want to get much upset. Much says he wants it in thongs.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to upset anyone, partner.
I know that. But you know, the commentary, the need to make a comment, I understand, was much too tempting. You know, so I understand that. But don't mind Ivan. He's always into something that he's not supposed to be in.
We know it, Cardinal. We know it. We know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about
money, my business.
Are we going to talk about the special fans, first of all? Oh, those special fans who keep us abreast of what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what we are to be doing. Thank you. And this way I say thank you to the people up in New York, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisbet. Good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Alma and my good man, Carlos. Carlos, Carlos has already toured the United States and is back in St. Martin having a great time. I got to apologize to the people over in Grenada before I get any further. Knowing, you know, every time I get to the people in St. Martin, I think about party. The people of Grenada, I neglected to mention them last week as one of the groups that celebrate, or I should say, that part of the great summer festival in the Caribbean. Their carnival ended sometime last week as well. So let me go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette over in St. Kitts. And things seem peaceful, so she's not going to have anything. I'm hoping that she's not going to have anything cantankerous to report to Ivor about the elections and the aftermath. Good morning, Lynette, and good morning to the fans over there in St. Kitts. Let me step across to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin, who also celebrated a birthday last week, and we invited her to celebrate the Ivor way. Minded her, she's got the rest of August to celebrate, so we're going to say happy birthday to her as well today. I'm going to go on up to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And I am beginning to think that I missed out on a birthday over there in St. Martin. Alma Thompson celebrated a birthday last week on August 8th, if I'm not mistaken. And I think Omel celebrates a birthday on August today, August 13th. Good morning, Omel. Hoping that you are having a great day. Let me step across the channel and say good morning to the people in the Fort Lauderdale area, particularly to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her little brother, Malik, and little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. I know it's not the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go on down to the shop. No, I got to say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. I almost slipped out on that one. And I should always remember Elimat whenever carnival and celebration of carnival and music is in the ear. Good morning, my brother. Hoping that you're doing okay. I'm going to go on down to the southwest, where I say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you by way of Sandy Point. And he's the one who told Ivor that Marcus Garvey was born in Sandy Point. Cutner, good morning to you, my brother. Yeah. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. Oh, they're still fresh from a celebration of the summer festival. They popped over to Nevis and hung out at Culturama Village. I'm hoping that the thrill and fun of it has not worn off yet, and they're still experiencing that. And they're going to feel the essence of it as they listen to the entertainment show this morning from Caribbean Global Voices. Good morning to my dear sister, Evan, finally. Wherever she is, I got to always say that she's floating around somewhere, pops up out of the blue, gives me a laugh, and disappears again. Good morning, Yvonne. Keep smiling. You know we love you. Finally, I'm going to say good morning to the entertainment show's most recent and dedicated fan. Oh, that is the inspiration on our Kathleen. Good morning to you, Kathleen. That you are with us here on the Saturday morning show. And with that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters. Hey, listen on in.
Yeah, we're going to go straight.
I've got a great show for you.
We're going to go straight into the birthdays. And
go straight into the birthdays, Ivor says. Okay. Yeah. Today is August 13th, 2022. Wow. These are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes sent to you by Audley Watson on today, August 13th, the birthday of Harry Dean, Frank Mitchell, Robin Jackman. You remember Robin Jackman, the one that went to South Africa to play cricket and Burnham told him, after that you can't come into Guyana, almost blew a series that England had down here. Bruce French and Neil Malanda, out of Australia, out of England, out of Australia, Johnny Mula. Johnny Mula, you would remember, was one of the original team of Aborigines out of Australia. That is actually the first international tour out of Australia of Aborigines to visit England. Johnny Mula, his birthday is today. Lisa Speckler, out of Australia. Out of Pakistan, Shaub Akhtar. Out of India, Devika Vaidya. Out of Bangladesh, Sultana Yasmin, a female cricketer. Out of Ireland, Peter Connell. Out of China, Huang Zhua. Could you say that? Huang Zhua. Alfred Hitchcock was born on this day in 1899. DeMarcus Cousins, a basketball player, his birthday is today. And today is the birthday of another special guy, Fidel Castro. He was born in 1926. Died, you remember, in 2016 at the age of 90. Alan Shearer, British footballer. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former White House press secretary. Ben Hogan, a PGA golfer. Dawn Lewis, actress from a different world. I think she is out of Guyana. Bishop Mercatus III, the former president of Cyprus, was born in 1913. Ali Long, a soccer player. Mudcat Grant, a baseball player, was born in 1939. Karine Jean-Pierre, the current White House press secretary. She was born today. August 13th. African-American Dr. Joycelyn Elders, the first black surgeon general of the United States. Remember, sometime later, she became even more famous when Clinton fired her after she said, hey, if we're going to teach children about sex, we got to talk about masturbation. Clinton couldn't handle it for his second term. He was afraid that he'd not get elected, having this doctor talk in such foul language. So he fired her. Janet Yellen, the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Dominic Oduro, a Ghanaian footballer. In 1521, the Spanish terrorist Hernan Cortes invaded the Aztec city of Tenochtitlan, marking the end of the Aztec Empire. That's happened in 1521. Talk about terrorism. It's been around a long time. In 1695, the bombardment of Brussels, Belgium, begins by the French army of Louis XIV. The Grand Palace and much of the city was destroyed during this 9-year war. In 1784, British Parliament accepted the East, bringing the East India Company's rule into India under the control of the British government. Part of the empire upon which the sun never sets. Wow. Here we go again with another act of terrorism. In 1868, an earthquake kills 25,000 people and causes $300 million worth of damage in Peru and Ecuador. In 1889, William Gray of Hartford, Connecticut, patents the coin-operated telephone. In 1892, the U.S. black newspaper, The Afro-American, begins publishing from Baltimore. In 1906, black soldiers accused of raid in Brownsville, Texas, despite support from the local commanding officers. President Theodore Roosevelt orders their dishonorable discharge for 167 soldiers. All were cleared of wrongdoing in 1972. In 1907, the first taxi cabs operate in New York City, imported by Harry Allen. In 1913, the invention of steel and steel by Harry Behari of the Sheffield, England. I believe that is a little bit historically incorrect, but I'll have to get the information to think. In 1940, because the Africans had been smelting steel for thousands of years before that. And they did steel, they made steel steel instruments for surgery. So that I believe is a little incorrect. So Carl Wickman begins the Greyhound Company, the first U.S. bus line in Minnesota. 1920, the flag designed by Marcus Garvey, consisting of the red, gold, black, and green, is adopted as the Pan-Africanist flag. In 1942, the Manhattan Project commences, under the direction of U.S. General Leslie Aim, to deliver an atomic bomb. No, I think that happened in July of 1942. I might be correct. In 1953, U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower established Government Contract Compliance Committee. In 1961, began the construction. East German soldiers began to lay the foundation for a division between East and West along the city of Berlin, dividing Berlin into East and West, dividing families and all that. And this construction became later known as the Berlin Wall, and it was a strong bone of contention between the Soviet Union and the United States during the era that we know in history as the Cold War. In 1964, the first broadcast by Transworld Radio, it was gospel radio on the island of Bonaire. Oh, I remember you used to listen to that. In 1975, Viv Richards is out for 291 versus England at the Oval in England. You guys remember that plundering of the most savage kind on a cricket field. In 1988, the U.S. beat Jamaica 5-1 in the second round of the 1990 World Soccer Qualifying Match. In 1993, the Blue Jays' Ricky Henderson pays Turner Ward $25,000 for his number 24 baseball cap. In 2008, American super swimmer Michael Phelps wins 3 gold medals in an all-in world record time in one day at the Beijing Olympics. In 2016, Jamaican sprinter Elaine Thompson wins the Blue Ribbon women's 100-meter gold in 10.71 at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics in Brazil. 2020, Israel strikes a historic deal with the UAE to normalize relations. Israel suspends plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. They need to get the hell out, as far as I know. Those are your historic birthdays and historical notes, Eva. Back to you. Oh, one
yes,
more
sir.
Thing.
Well, we...
In 1952, this is important. In 1952, Willie Mae Thornton, better known as Big Mama Thornton, recorded the song Hound Dog. That song was later promoted as an original from Elvis Presley, and it's one of the tunes that make him the king of rock and roll. So every time you hear the song, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Don't think of Elvis Presley. Think of Willie Mae Thornton, better known as Big Mama Thornton, a black woman here again. A white man becoming the king of black creations. Just the word.
All right.
Back to Ivor. I've said it.
Yes, sir. Okay, good. Well, this month is Vincent Joseph's birthday too, you know, so we have to remember him, his birthday.
All right. All these famous people coming up in August. In August, man.
Yeah. August.
in July, you only got one famous man, Ivor Henry.
No, man. You forget Sir Garfield is coming in the West Halls and stuff, man. Come on, man.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, but somebody has got to be the greatest of them all.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
That's what makes the competition great. It doesn't make the sense you're going to compete against yourself.
Okay.
It doesn't make the sense.
There you go.
You don't have no trophy to hold up and all that stuff. Yeah. You have to have somebody coming in a weary second.
Of course.
Yes. So, David, you have any birthdays, man? Where do you have any anniversary? David, your anniversary. How did you spend your anniversary? You had a big one. And birthday. David, you're with us?
I got to call two of our fans to order right now. Irma and Omen.
Okay.
They both know of my tendency to forget even my own birthday. But I'm not supposed to forget those. I'm gonna take that. And they didn't even give me a buzz to remind me of their birthdays. I just could forget. You know, sometimes you remember it all the time before, then when the time comes, you forget it. Well, I'm one of those people. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said it yourself, and I didn't say it. Otherwise, I would have been...
I wasn't going to leave it for you to say. Because if you had said it, a song worse than me.
Well, the most I can say there is a good. A good.
Yeah. I write. Okay, that's the most that you can say. I leave.
Yeah.
So, but if you say anything,
yeah. Oh, man. No, I'll leave it at that. Right. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're going to await Don and Demi.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. Better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
heal the world, you know, who is in the house. They're always somewhere, indeed, somewhere near. Comes to 11:45 in the morning, right here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. Yo, I've been Dover voices. Want to say good morning to Debbie and Dawn. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, man. Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday to all of our listening audiences. Or happy Saturday. And, you know, once again, place is 12-year anniversary to the Cricket Show. Just wanted to say that again. But we are all, it's always a pleasure for us to be on. Thanking all who is out there under the sound of our voice, listening. This is Antigua and Bobby the Cares, Debbie and Dawn. Just wanted to thank you guys for always having us on every Saturday morning. Just wanted to say our charity support the Soup Kitchen in Antigua. It supports the Smile Foundation in Antigua. It supports the House of Refuge in Antigua. The three charities, the House of Refuge, they support families in Antigua, no matter what political, religious organization that you're with. And if you like to get some food, canned food, rice, etc., as long as Pastor Pete has it, you will get it. The Smiles Foundation supports a lot of young families in Antigua, young mothers who are looking for clothing and et cetera for their babies, baby food, et cetera, baby items in Antigua. And the Soup Kitchen in Antigua operates 7 days a week. And anyone can show up on any day, given day, and down by the market area, and you'll get a hot meal. They also supply food to shut-ins, people that cannot make it to pick food. Our organization, we try to help out as much as possible to all of the, you know, the people that are in need. So it's myself, it's Dawn, it's Travis, Bina St. Louis, Sarah Gay from Adapa Family. And the Soup Kitchen also, one thing, the other projects that the Soup Kitchen undertake is that families, they have families homes. Claudina from Barbuda, Earl Francis, Freya from The Blaze Show, Pastor Wendell Pete, Tracy Henry, Travis Brown. So we just wanted to say, Earl Francis, we just wanted to say, we thank you for helping us, Veronica Anthony, just to secure about 60 book bags already pre-packed to ship down to Antigua, and Authentic Caribbean in Boston is also shipping down book bags that will support a lot of our young children in Antigua that are in need of back-to-school supplies. I'm in the process of getting another 40 book bags. We're trying to send down 200 this year. Pastor Pete, who collects all these items, register the families to hand them out. He also will have a back stock of book bags that, because sometimes by December, one of the things that we find families are still in need of items to go back to school after the Christmas holiday. So he always have a back, you know, a stock up of items of back to school. So we try to send him 200. Some will go to Barbuda, over to the school in Barbuda, and the others will stay in Antigua. And Pastor Peter's our conduit in terms of after school. So that will happen probably at the end of the month, September. And the process that we have, you have to register with Pastor Pete, and Pastor will call you and let you know when you come and pick up your back to school items. We're in the process of planning our Independence Day celebration, where we support once again
the one in the bathroom. I need to change that before I leave, but I gotta figure out how it work.
To be involved giving out a food item for our Independence Day celebration, and we're in the process of planning that as we speak. So we just want to thank all of you who listen every week, all of you who will call prior of how to assist. You don't have to send directly to myself, or direct how to ship your items directly to Antigua. It could be a small package, a few pencils, to whatever you want. We're not demanding that you have to do big. However you can help, it's mostly appreciative. We start small and we get if everybody participates and everybody else. I can be reached at 845-820-598, nyc@aol.com. That is debycampbell@aol.com. And one other thing I just want to say before I pass it on to Dawn, every week, every day I send out a list of names of people that we are praying for. And, Mr. Leon had asked me to give a small update on a few other people. Andre Simon, he is in a facility in Texas, and he is still in a semi-coma. And every week they offer us a progress report on him, and he seems to be taking baby steps and coming out of the coma gradually. Caution, he did have an operation, and he's coming along nicely also. I spoke to Travis yesterday about Hubert Brown, and he also, he's an elderly gentleman in a lot of pain, but, he is still there, and we're still praying wholeheartedly for them. So I just wanted to give a little update onto some of the people that you guys may know. Elza Barnes, he was in the hospital again. He came out with some hip pain, so forth and so on. So I'm asking everyone to continue to pray for all the people that ill or sick, and pray for their caretakers and their caregivers, but keep them in prayer. Always keep them in prayer and ask God's grace and by his stripes, Jesus, their heal. Dawn?
Hello, good morning, everyone. It's so good to be here today and to be alive. Praise Jesus for that. We're all around each other. And so I'm thankful for a lot that I've been blessed with, as well as a lot of people, such as yourself. And so today, I'm going to piggyback off of Debbie and let you guys know that Debbie also does prayers every day, and she sends it out to each of us, and we get the prayers on Facebook as well. And so she is a person that is very much in tune and in touch with our Father God, and so I thank her for that, because every morning, about 5 o'clock, I get the prayers. And so do know that she is a prayer warrior. I'm not there quite yet, but I do pray. So I thank her for that. And she has all of you in her mind, and the list she just talked about, we're going to lift them up again to God today. So that way we know that somebody is caring about them. And, of course, Debbie and I have planned a lot of things. And so as she's speaking right now about the backpacks, I do know that we want to reach as many people and children as we can to give out the food and the backpacks to the youngsters. And we're going to reach to Barbuda as well. And as a matter of fact, just before I clicked on to come to the show, I just spoke with Jackie Frank. She is the cousin of Cordina, and she is forming a committee right now to help us. So Debbie doesn't know this because, literally, before I clicked on the phone, we were just having a conversation through WhatsApp. So we know that we're going to have Barbuda, especially this year again, and have them included in everything we're doing, because we're going to be over there as well. And this is for November 1st, guys. So the backpacks we're working on right now, so everybody can have some. And, of course, Pastor Wendell Pease from the House of Refugee will be there to give those out for the people that are really in need. And then Chanita as well will be working on getting a list of people that can work with her as volunteers so that she can be able to get the food cooked and distributed to them, even the shut-in. and the elderly as well. And I've been looking at what's been happening at the soup in Antigua. I would like to thank the people who have been donating to the soup kitchen as well. It's very much needed, and you don't know how many people are in a situation where they have this need. So we are supporting the soup kitchen. We are also supporting the House of Refugee Ministries, Pastor Pete, and we're also supporting the Smile Foundation, Janita Joseph, and we watch and see what's needed there, and we try to, you know, guide people, and we try to help as much as we can. But we need your help. I'm talking about you on the radio station. I'm talking about the people that are listening. Please help us by donating. It could be a monetary donation, or call us, because we can guide you on how to send a donation to Antigua, meaning that if you have some items, you can get with another person and maybe create a box. It doesn't have to be anything huge, but just give what you have, because there are so many people that are in need there still. And we're not giving up this project at all, because we care about our people and we love our Antiguans and Barbudans people. So with that being said, you can reach out to me, Dawn Cochrane Curtin, 785-554-5628, Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697@gmail.com. And Debbie and I are just working tirelessly to get this done. And so we're actually appealing to you all to help us. We are making more strides than what we have in the past. This year we want it to be even better and bigger, trying to get the backpacks down to the children. And whatever school supplies you can send, please do that, because it's very important for the children who don't have it in Antigua and Barbuda. So do know that Debbie and I are working tirelessly to get this done, and that we appreciate you all allowing us to be on this radio station to talk about these things. I do appreciate you guys, and I do want you all to know that I believe that God is going to do something. He's going to work a miracle for us. I'm talking about not myself and Debbie only, but I'm talking about the host of people that are currently helping us, and the people that have thoughts to help us. We really do appreciate if you can give us a call. That way we can coordinate with you and we can get things done for our country. Things down there are rough for a lot of people, and we do need to keep helping them. Debbie, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's great. You know, just want once again just thank you guys every Saturday that you give us the opportunity to reach out to all that's listening. And, you know, once again, Dawn is correct. Something big is going to happen. Something big is going to happen in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I don't know if Leon wanted to say anything. I know he's a bit busy back there. But if not, Panel would send us off, and we have your song to have you making your exit. And again, thanks for coming through. So, Leon, if you're there, you're first up. Because the ladies did remember you last week, and we got the message. And you were represented last week also, ladies, so don't think that you were gone and forgotten.
But thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we did occupy you, that space. Panel, go ahead and wish the ladies
yes,
well.
Yes, to Dawn and Debbie.
Good morning, yes.
Yes, yeah, we do appreciate the efforts that you put in to make life a little bit more comfortable for the people who we define or characterize as being less fortunate. And we appreciate the fact that we can offer you a platform from which to deliver your quest or your request to have help from as many people as possible. We'd like to encourage you to continue to do the good work. Live in a world that needs quite a bit of healing, and it's going to take more than you, but it's appreciative that you are doing your share and you are allowing us to assist you in doing what we can. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I thank you guys so much. That was a good speech.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the generations and how we want to make it a better place for our children. and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. And a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, Heal the World, and that's the theme song for Debbie and Dawn. They're coming in and going out. And of course, Lord, we're going to ask you to help those who are in need, you know, those who are on the brink of poverty, woe, or any misfortune. We're going to ask you to reach out and through this medium. We really, really ask that to come through in flying colors. Those who are headed back to school, they're asking for backpacks. Well, they be bountiful and maybe they receive even more than what they ask for. Well, ladies, we're going to ask that the rest of the day be the best of your day, and we will see you next week at 11:45. Well, we're going down the hill to 11:30 and then up the hill to 12 o'clock. That's when we'll be ending this episode this morning. So, Colonel, I think we're going to get your commentary. Let's get that out of the way, and then I doubt you're going to hear Lynette this morning. She's still in the UK. I think she's headed to Wales. Well, she might be coming back now. You know, there's 5 hours difference. But I heard early this morning when she sent the message, say she may not be able to get Wi-Fi. And if she doesn't, well, she'll get the rerun. But we can get that out of the way, and then we'll send some congratulations for the winning team over there in St. Kitts and Nevis, with federal elections were concerned. Thus, we have a few other things too that we have to get through. So, your commentary? Okay, we're not hearing from Cardinal. He might be muted.
I had muted to get out some background noise. But let's look at a couple of things first. You know, I think of would be of significant importance, so the listeners can get in on a conversation if they care to. A few of the most recent concerns that earlier this week there was a report that evidence of the polio virus were found in the water. The sewer water in New York, and there is a suspicion that people have already become infected.
Wow.
So now we are dealing with a triple threat. Okay. A threat of polio, a threat of monkeypox, and a continuing threat of the COVID. You with me, Ivor?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm seeing something here that telling me I'm not connected. Okay. Yeah. A triple threat of what's been connected. Now, it was surmised that for over a decade or two, the polio vaccine had been eradicated from the United States. And we still saw incidents of it in so-called poorer countries, but it has been surmised that it has been eradicated from the United States. So here we come again. Now, fortunately, the vaccine was created some years ago. Jonas Salk was it who found, you know, the vaccine, and you and I remember, you know, more than 20 years ago, I got my polio booster shot. It wasn't a shot; it was something drip on my tongue. That was the booster. We are less, and this is where I ask the question. Are we actually more advanced in our civilization and our social development? Because in those days, it seems to me that there was more trust. I'm not sure if there was more naivete, but there was more trust in the health system, and with good cause. Because what I think has happened over the years is that capitalism has hijacked scientific research. So the focus not so much these days on finding a cure. The focus is on generating resources, generating profits. Let me put it that way, not resources, but profits. So the focus has been shifted from finding a cure for diseases and conditions to giving people something more of a placebo to make them think that they're getting assistance, but it's really offering nothing. So people are more mistrustful. And like I say, polio is a very paralyzing disease. And fortunately for us, the cure came up at a time when people trusted the medical profession a lot more, trusted scientific research a lot more. So with this triple threat, the COVID vaccine, the polio, and we don't know if that vaccine, if that virus has changed over the years to make it more potent, even though it's still the polio virus. Because, I mean, most people would have understood by now that they were talking about, when we talk about COVID, they were talking about the different strains coming up, mutating and coming up. Is this polio virus that has been discovered in the sewers of New York, that has been detected, not discovered, but detected in the water in the sewer of New York, has it been changed? Now, we don't know. Now, remember also that there's some suspicion that the COVID virus was something that was developed in a laboratory and was changed in a laboratory to give it to change in what was called change its range of function. People messing with it to make it more potent in its effect and more extensive in its range. So what are we dealing with in the we don't know what is coming up next. So we really got something frightening.
Okay.
You listening, Ivan? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my thought about that.
Okay, very well. Like I said, let's hope that it's not true. But they're always saying if it didn't go so, it nearly go so. But I don't know. Poison. That doesn't even sound good. Let's say, well, it's a paralyzing disease. I mean, the scientists are out there. They should know. But I don't think they're going to make up something like that. But quickly, what about the Breonna Taylor? The wheels of justice grind slowly? What were you saying with police officers?
Well, if the wheels of justice grind slowly, I'm going to go with Malcolm X and say justice delayed is justice denied. Breonna Taylor, I mean, we use a lot of terms, and we do a lot of catch-ons to terms. We want justice for Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor cannot get justice. If Breonna Taylor was the beneficiary of justice, she would have been alive.
Yes.
What
in good health.
She would have been alive, and most likely in good health, hopefully in good health.
Yes.
So when we walk around and say we want justice for Breonna, that's not possible. So we need to stop using terms like that. She can't get it. It's already been denied her. But the aftermath, the procedures that we apply in the aftermath of that shooting says a lot about whether our society is prepared to protect the citizens' entitlement to justice. Now, if we look at what's happening now with respect to the U.S. Justice Department coming in and saying, you got to be indicted because you committed a crime. And one of them has even been tagged as having falsified the warrant that was used in breaking down the young lady's door and go into her home with a barrage of bullets. Okay? Now, the amazing thing is that Daniel Cameron, who is the Kentucky Attorney General, could only find police misconduct in one of the police officers who shot into the wrong house. It's like saying, well, we're going to punish you because you didn't shoot at Brianna, just like the rest of them. You understand? The Justice Department is coming in and say, yeah, all violated her civil rights and murdered her. So I'm hoping that with that statement said, they can have some accountability to hopefully discourage this kind of behavior. Because it's quite uncomfortable for me to see, in spite of these convictions, in spite of these incidents where the government is coming in and holding officers, police officers in particular, accountable, you still have a surge of racist expression popping up everywhere. So my first question is, one, do we really think that colorizing white institutions, as is happening there in Kentucky with Daniel Cameron being the chief law enforcement officer as attorney general, and not being able to find a single criminal conduct from the actions of police officers who callously, wantonly murdered a young black woman in the prime of her life, he couldn't even find one crime. He couldn't even find the fact that they falsified the warrant that they used. Do we really think that colorizing white institutions is going to change the game for black people in America? My second question is, what should be the outcome? If these men get convicted, what should be the outcome of their conviction? Now, I think the standard should be you can't continue to have white folks making life-altering decisions about black people. History has informed us that that is always going to lead to disaster, and is disaster for us. And you played Marcus Garvey so timely this morning, who invited us to understand the same thing. What is going to happen next? You know, the Ahmaud Arbery story, you remember, almost went the same way, that nobody was going to be prosecuted. You know, so how often does this happen? How often would the lives of black people be wasted and then there is no consequence who indulge in creating that wastage? That's my thought. Are you with me? Okay. I'm not hearing from Ivor, so
yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I was muted over here. I'm so sorry. I was saying I'm gonna go ahead with you. Justice delayed is justice denied. But in the meantime, the clock is rolling up the hill quickly. I think we want to send out some congratulations, even though say you don't do that. We did that last week for St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party being victorious
this afternoon at 4 o'clock, they're going to have the swearing-in ceremony, and I'm sure we'll be hearing the portfolios of these ministers. And it's interesting for me. I wonder who would be the Attorney General. I think he has a lot of work to do. I think that the Justice Department has got to get the wheels turning in terms of constitutional reform, that electoral reform. I think that should be high on the agenda. These boundaries need to be changed. They need to be aligned, not so much change, but they need to be aligned properly with in accordance with the Constitution. They have to be near equal, if not equal, in terms of population. You can't have a Sandy Point and a Nevis 10 having, you know, 1,000 persons and others having on 8,000 and all that kind of stuff, and these guys sit down and, you know, getting, I can call it same place, same constituency allowance and all that kind of stuff. It can't be right, it can't be true. So it's interesting this afternoon, folks. You can tune in. I'm sure that Freedom FM and other stations will be bringing that live at 4 o'clock from Warner Park. That's another thing I hope that this government can do. I don't know what bearing Warner Park, the name Warner Park would have on, well, that thing is on over here. I have to turn it down. Anyway, go ahead, Cadmus. Let me turn on. So
the thing is that you are correct. I am not interested in congratulating these political parties or their operatives for victories, because these victories do not belong to the people of the country. These victories belong to personal achievements. These victories are personal achievements for the individuals who got them. And they are supposed to be in positions of leadership, which means that they are taking a people someplace. But when leadership assumes the role of ownership of the property of the state, and those who follow endorse that claim, there's a whole, not so much a change of boundaries that is necessary, but there's a whole change of mentality that is critical. Like Marley says, emancipate yourself from mental slavery, because nobody could do it but you. That's what I want to ask about. That's why I want to ask my politicians, and who come to me and tell me that they are vying for a place to be my leader. They are vying for a place to administer the society in which I'm a member. I need to ask them, and then for them to provide me the question for this, for the answer to this question. If you, in your political, within the boundaries of your political party, are really concerned about the upliftment of the people of the country, what is it that is preventing you, whether you belong to this party or the other? If all of you have such grand ideas for the upliftment of the people, why is it that you cannot come to a consensus as to a plan, a blueprint that is acceptable to both of you, that relates to and is essential to the development of the people that you want to lead? Because our social antagonism will not disappear in the absence of the communion of the people. And if your leaders cannot create that communion, but they are inspiring you into cultivating divisions, and antagonisms among yourselves, if your leaders between themselves cannot create that communion, how are they going to advise you to do it? That is a contradiction in itself. you come to the leadership of a people to heal problems that need communion, and you yourself cannot cultivate that communion and harmony. For people to vote in the absence of not having that question answered is completely a waste of time, paper, money, resources, energy, and everything else.
All right.
That's my thought.
Yeah, got you. Got you. Well, Marcus, I spoke with her this morning and a bit under the weather, so we want to wish her, well, like I said, less pain, if all the pains can go by. She says she's under tremendous pain here today, so she is with us in spirit. She was not able to be audible. So much just want to say again, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. But from Mama Babsy this morning over there in Nevis, is holding her head high. One of her best friends slash sister would have gone on to the great beyond. That's Merle Ward. And she was not in such a good space. Schoolmates, neighbors, and you know, we all have to go that way someday by whatever means, but it's so hard to grapple. Canada, don't know if you would have heard the passing of Pat White. We would have known him to be one of the better umpires in our day coming up.
Okay.
We'll hear much more about that tomorrow on the cricket show. So stand by for that, folks. Great Pat White. He was involved in a whole lot of things. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I thought you had finished.
No, see, he was involved in not only in umpiring, but, you know, refereeing, football, soccer, administration, netball, the whole nine yards. He was on the cricket show at one time there. But like you say, his passing has now become a memory, and I know he had left some pleasant ones. I remember him umpiring right there in Nevis and seemed to be a nice, calm, cool, collective gentleman. So that's when you can remember umpires, not for controversy, but just knowing that they were there and the name being called on the radio. And that's why I always like radio commentary. You paint a picture the way how they describe a person, and then when you see them, oftentimes they're not what you would hear, but we always just, you just want to meet them. Now on television, you see them and it's like, what's the big deal? You don't even want to go to the cricket show anymore. Because you think you can sit in your home and just look at the cricket as opposed to going out and have some camaraderie with your friends. And talking about that, Myron Nichols, I hope you're in a good space there because you got my 25 cents at a cricket match. I'll never forget that card. And I said, I am not going to be betting anything. And we are betting on the two Walters. Which one he bought the bet to me? Which one of the Taylor Walters or Harold Walters we think put out first? And I said, Harold Walters. He said, Taylor Walters. And he bet me 25 cents. Lo and behold, before he can say it, Harold Walters out. The man took my 25 cents, never gave me back, denied me ice cream and a Quaker from France, man. I was mad. Right at the fence, okay. You bet right at the fence, Cardinal. You know, the fence that you're walking down to go into the pitch and the field. Right there was a fence, yeah. Right before you walk in there, you know, they had been there. Right there, the man just come bother me and tell me, let's bet. Man took my 25 cents, man. I was mad.
That's a lot of money.
That was a lot of money then, man.
That was a lot of money. A whole big snack.
In the 60s, yeah, you could have gone and buy Papi France and the Bayfront there.
An afternoon snack it is.
Exactly, 25 cents, man. You're rich when you have 25 cents in your pocket. And the man have the heart to take my 25 cents from me, man. He didn't give me back, man. I was mad. Yes.
Choices, man. Choices. Anyway, yep. Ivor, there's one last thought that we should not ignore, and that is the announcement of the retirement of Serena Williams.
Yes.
She said she's going to pack it in and walk away. She wrote a beautiful essay in Vogue magazine talking about how difficult it is to say, you know, get out of tennis because she loved the sport. But then she made some comments that are not new. And I think that there are comments that should be made time and time again. I mean, I got a hold of these comments for years. She said, women have to make this difficult choice between developing their careers and creating a family. And that's not changing. You know, you remember, and maybe that particularly goes to black women. Because remember Serena herself, when she was having that baby, you know, she came close to dying. Because if she didn't have the courage to fight and demand and have the knowledge to know what to demand, she would have died. You know, because remember she suffered from pulmonary embolism. And we are aware of how many black women who die in childbirth from just lack, negligence, and lack of care, and lack of the desire to give black women proper medical care and services. Now, all the money she got, all the fame she got, she still needed her determination and will to save her own life, even if she was placed in a position, she was in a position where we are told from one day to the next that this is a health care facility and the doctors have the courage, have the decency, have the concern to offer you that health care that you deserve. And the black woman, she still had to fight for it. This is almost like she's in prison. And if she didn't have that courage, if she didn't have that, you know, zeal to say, this is what I want, and you're going to give it to me, she would have died. So in as much as it's sad to see her go, I think she, you know, in her last go around, I think she's going to play the U.S. Open and then bow out. You know, it's sad to see her go, and she feels sad that she has to go because, I mean, she tells you how much she loves the sport. And what about the sport that kept her going? You know, she's gone with grace, and she's gone making a statement about the danger that faces black women in this so-called civilized and developed society that we are struggling to maintain our balance in. Well, we wish her the best in all our endeavors. And thanks.
Give me that one.
Entertainment.
And she's gone. She's gone or she's going? Which one?
Huh? No, she's gonna play the U.S. Open. She's gonna play the U.S. Open.
Okay.
And then that's it.
For so tennis, she still has a chance to get number 24. That's what you're saying.
She still has a chance to get number 24. Whether she has the will and the energy, I don't know. But she got the chance.
No, well, I'm gonna ask for somebody to let her get it because Venus Williams is not gonna live her remaining days comfortable. She's gonna say, why I didn't just give her one of those championship matches that we gave her.
Serena wouldn't have wanted that.
No,
she
but
want, she would. If you read her,
yeah, but Venus
read her,
said,
her article. She wanted to fight for everything that she got.
Yeah, but she did say that one time she beat her, and she looked at over there pitiful with a silver plate, and Venus said she feels bad, and you can see that she felt bad beating on her little sister, and I think it took away something from her to let her little sister go ahead of her. I mean, you always told me that the little sister is going to be the better player. I remember we had that conversation You know, I was a Venus fan. And then when she was up and coming, you're the one who alluded me to Serena. You say, no, she has a little sister there that is better than her. And then when they start playing, I felt good knowing that the sisters, you know, played in championship. And when Venus would have won her, I said, see, I knew she was better. But you insisted that she's going to be the more dominant force and she's going to be the better player. You did say that. So I just put that little in the mix there to say, boy, Venus did say she felt bad when she beat her. I remember, I think it was at Wimbledon. And now that she's striving to get to the 24 Grand Slam victory, it has eluded her. And since that childbirth and the marriage, you know, of course you're going to take something off her because she has to juggle between motherhood, parenthood, and being a wife, profession. So I agree with her. It's really hard for women. And that's why I tell people, I agree with them for getting the equal pay with the men, because some people feel, okay, men play 5 matches and they play 3 in the championship and stuff. But those people got to juggle so much, men, so much. When many men, them just cruising there. And physically, you know, I believe that the male is more dominant when it comes to the physical strength, endurance, and such. So I think that is being equal. And they have to live too. They have to manage. And more often than not, women is they manage the home. So why can't they handle some of the money? But enough of that. Tomorrow, folks, the heavyweights are going to be in with the cricket show. Let's hope they'll have some good news for the folks when it comes to cricket, because West Indies take on New Zealand. They would have lost the first two, Cardinal, and there's another one coming up, all being played in Jamaica.
They have lost the first two, and I think they have lost the series. So
Pride now. Uh-huh. Playing for Pride. So I don't know where we are headed, but like I said, tomorrow, that would be on the cards, I'm sure, as one of the top features in the cricket show at 6 o'clock in the p.m. So, folks, we're going to ask you to stay tuned, to tune in to the cricket show. 515-605-9850. You'll push the 1. You could be audible. And remember, it's the number one show in terms of cricket in all of North America. So we urge you to really tune in tomorrow. I'm going to sneak in a little peek there from 6, but I'll be on the cricket field. But if I can get in any time after 8, then it's 9. By the time I get in, I'll be happy to lend my voice for the show. But in the meantime, Colonel, we have just about 15 minutes or so to go. We've been the two lone ranger here. Lynette is missing in action. We haven't heard from Phil in a while, Claire, and if he knows what's going on, let's hope that he's okay. We have to look out for our brother since we are our brother's keeper. So hopefully that, Phil, hopefully you're A-okay and getting better. Just like good old wine, you know, we get better with age. So,
let me see if I could play something to cheer up Mortress. And, you know, well, let me give her the sweet voice of singing Francine. 2 pieces of a medley. Let's go.
This is Curry Danza. Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping? Every dream I dream is you somehow. Have I
Yes, Iva, that was just to let Mortress know how special she is to us and hope she cheers us up and she get out from under the weather. It's up to you.
Yes. Very good, very good. Yes, I'm going to... Well, let me play this one for Serena Williams, man, a woman like you.
Okay.
People like you, If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve,
on your sleeve,
and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see,
you wanna be,
if you lay down your life for love so someone could stay, there's a place for people like
me.
And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Shortly, we just have, say, 5 minutes to go on the clock as it rides up to the top of the hour. We've been here from 9 o'clock in our neck of the woods, so we are doing it and doing it again every Saturday morning. The Saturday morning entertainment show comes your way. Compliments Caribbean Global Voices, and we are remembering the great one. He's gone to the great beyond, but gone but not forgotten. Marcus Messiah Garvey. His birthday comes upon the 17th, so let's do remember his Earthshrine, and of course we're celebrating it all month long. That's the way we do it here on the Saturday morning show. We're doing it the either way. Well, folks, turn it over to you, Cardinal, that you're going to put the trimmings on it just before we say our goodbyes for yet another Saturday. We're in the middle of the month. Then we come up, we're going to be in the second half of the month. And again, remember, Vincent Joseph's birthday, August. He's taking all of August for his Earthshrine. Cardinal, let the people know what kind of a day they should have for the rest of the day. Unless you want to do like Mr. Grumpy. Oh, I think we would have lost Cardinal here. Minute. Oh, wait. Cardinal.
And say, don't tell me what kind of day to have. Well, I'm going to tell them have a happy birthday. Vincent, Irma, Pomel, they're celebrating their birthdays this year. You're getting some famous people in there with you, Ivor. Congratulations. And, I mean, I'm hoping that I'm not going to suffer too much repercussion because I didn't get to call on the particular day of the birthday and say happy birthday. To be honest with you, I remember the days before, but when that day came, I completely forgot. They don't give me a chance for being, well, just what I am. Forget. Anyway, I'm going to continue to wish them happy birthday and they enjoy. They know how we do it here. They're going to enjoy their birthday for the rest of the month.
I have to cut to there, and I have to live with myself, because it's no surprise that they're getting down on you for not saying the birth, because you told me that they're not going to be surprised, but I'm not going to say happy birthday to them on the day. Just to hear what they got to say, and you say, I would not be surprised if they get down on me. But you're acting like you're surprised now, and you purposefully did.
Oh.
What are you trying to cover up now? I got a sheet. I can't even have a computer to cover up nothing for you. It's only a little towel I got here. Don't call it now. Come on, man.
It's a good thing.
I'm no better than that. You see how close you came? You say, I remember the day before. Irma, he remembered 1 minute before 12 o'clock. And you're telling me at 12 o'clock when your birthday came around, you forget within a minute? I know you know better than that. Omel, you know better than that. Yes, you didn't remember the day before, but we were on the phone 1 minute before 12, and he said, watch here. Don't act like you're surprised now, man. Come on. I can't cover you no more, boy. I only have a towel. It's going down to a handkerchief. Can't cover you, boy. Take your legs. I'm good.
Well, they heard you having fun, and they, you know, they kind of know. And most of us, and inform them, when you're having so much fun is when you're making mischief. So
what?
I'm hoping they got... That's what Mutri said. Whenever you're having so much fun is when you're making mischief. You never ever have so much fun unless you're making mischief. That's what Mutri said. And I think Lynette back up on that. Anyway, I'm hoping that they got the message and not to just ignore that and pretend that they didn't hear. You didn't see anything. But happy birthday nevertheless, and hoping that our fans, friends, supporters realize how great we do and we feel about bringing this show to you on a Saturday. And for that reason, we're going to be back here next Saturday, wishing you all the best, offering you some inspiration, some education, some information, a little laugh.
And a true story.
So that you can have some fun with us. Until then, have a great week.
Yes, I want to thank you. I want to thank Mr. Bob for coming through. Liam came through this morning to inform us of Pat White's demise. And David came through with his sports in some short hands this morning. I want to thank to all the sundry. So for you folks out there, we're going to say may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Indeed, it was a pleasure bringing the show to you one more time. We'll be doing it all over again, like I know, say, next Saturday. Stick and say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And of course, we want you to look out for your neighbor. As long as your neighbor is okay, then this whole world would be a much better place. Peace. Tune into the St. Kitts stations for the inauguration of those who would have won their election bidding over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. So until we do meet again, I'm going to say, ta-da, peace and love.